Patient's name is Ava Williams. First name AVA, last name WILLIAMS. Date of birth is 5/11/2021. Date of service is 4/29/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness is 11-month-old female presents to the clinic accompanied by mom. Mom states that she's had fever for the past 5 days, runny nose, light cough. And she does suspect that she has a possible ear infection. Also states that she does have these sores on her bilateral legs and on her bottom that she wanted us to be evaluated to make sure they weren't infected bug bites or something. Allergies, known and drug allergies, current med, denies medical history, denies surgical history, denies social history, denies exposure to secondhand smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, respiratory 20, temp 97.2, she weighs 23.4 pounds. Physical exam, general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed, H-E-E-N-T. She does have a cerumen impaction to her left ear. However, right ear is red, bulging. No ear edema to the posterior pharynx. Mucous membranes are moist. Pupils pearl, neck negative, JVD normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even and labor clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft on tender, bowel sound signs 4, extremities normal range of motion, neuro no, she's alert, appropriate for age, and skin is warm, dry. She does have multiple lesions on her bottom, approximately 3 that are only about 1 to 1.5 centimeters in diameter, and then she has 3 lesions on her left leg, 1 on her right, with the same appearance. They are dry, scabbing. They do appear to be honey-crusted. Assessment and plan, number 1, right otitis media, number 2, impetigo. Patient will be given a prescription of amoxicillin to take twice a day for 10 days, and then a prescription of the mupirocin, 2% to apply to the affected areas 2 times a day for 10 days. I did discuss with mom about getting over-the-counter deep rocks to put in that left ear to help with the cerumen impaction. If she has any worsening of condition, she'll return to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. She does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.